Learning in the Summer. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Abby Gass. The Tennessee Governor's School for the Agricultural Sciences, hosted at the University of Tennessee at Martin, is halfway through their 2018 summer term. For the students attending, they've put their summer trips on pause to press play on their future in agriculture.
We have these things called group study projects, and I'm in the vet science part. We kind of like work with like different types of animals. We were able to draw blood from horses. We were able to palpate cows, work with exotic animals. We had a park ranger come in and bring in like some snakes, baby raccoon, turtle, and we also have our college classes, and I'm taking the agriculture business, and we get college credit from that college class.
Colby Chapman is one of the many high school juniors and seniors selected to participate this year. Chapman is a senior at McGavick High School in Davidson County. Chapman is grateful for all of the hands-on experience he has received so far.
This program has great value for the students. They get to learn a lot about all aspects of agriculture and the industry and everything that's involved in either global agriculture, domestic agriculture, particularly Tennessee agriculture, lots of career exploration and development. A lot of the students come to Governor's School not really knowing what they want to do. They know they want to work something in agriculture. We expose them to all aspects such as agricultural business, plant science, animal science, vet science, ag communications, ag education. They get to experience a lot of training on that, a lot of things across the state, lots of different professionals and leaders, so they really get exposed to the whole gamut of agriculture.
Joey Melhorn is the director of the Tennessee Governor's School for the Agricultural Sciences. Melhorn says he loves all of the diverse opportunities there are for the students to see.
One of the things important is getting younger people involved in agriculture and getting them to stay in agriculture. I think that's one of the big issues. A lot of younger folks, especially they're involved in FFA and 4-H, they think about agriculture a lot and they see that as a career path. But as they get older, I think a lot of them think about leaving and going to other areas. So a lot of our best and brightest that would be great future leaders in agriculture end up going into other fields.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Abby Gass.